Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bradfo Show.
That's my open?
That's what they used to call me, Swivel Hip Bradford.
That's my open. I'm waiting for you to justify your stupid opinion.
Bradfo Show. That's delicious.
11:26, let's go to America's Hat up in Canada, Toronto, Canada, to be exact. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline from WEEI.com is our friend Rob Bradford, the Midweek Clubhouse Report with Bradfo, brought to you by McFarlane Energy, Greater Boston and Cape Cod's choice for dependable heating and cooling solutions at McFarlaneEnergy.com. Rob, how's everything up in America's Hat?
Oh, my goodness. Great America's Hat, Paul. Excellent job. McFarlane, everybody. McFarlane, yes. I think I'm actually making money being up here in Canada with this exchange rate. So thank you once again to the great nation of Canada.
Counting his loonies up there.
Smart.
Oh, are you kidding me? Like loonies, toonies, the whole deal. I mean, before we never used cash again or coins, I would always come back from Canada with just such a pile of worthless money in my pocket. But, you know, thank you. We have all evolved.
All right, let's just cut right to it, Rob Bradford. Should the Red Sox even keep Tanner Houck on the team? And the reason why I bring that up, I'm actually serious. So he's already cost them two games. They have their last road trip of the season is in Toronto. And right now they would play in Toronto in the first round of the playoffs. So if he's your quote-unquote closer, but he's not available in Toronto, is he even worth a roster spot?
Yes, he is worth a roster spot. Yes, they will keep him on a team. Now, I think you raise good points, and obviously, you know, last night was about as bad a scenario as the Red Sox could have hoped for. As I wrote, you went from this unbelievable narrative where you have this comeback and you're figuring out the bullpen and you're doing all these things that you just simply couldn't even do about a month and a half ago. And you're going to get to the ninth inning and then boom, here comes the absolute blueprint for disaster for when it comes to this team where Tanner Houck is being entered in the equation. But to answer your question, I think that, and maybe this is pie in the sky stuff, I think that you have to have between now and those games that you're talking about, you have to have like legitimate conversations. You have to have stronger conversations. You have to figure out exactly where you're at. Is he willing to change his mind? Is there going to be a different dynamic? Do you actually have to go out and get like prioritize another guy, which I think they actually do, all of it. You have some time between now and then, but certainly, you know, this is not a good situation. And I think everyone, including Alex Cora, realizes that.
If I may redirect a little bit, because Rich was very strong in that thought. So if he's on the roster, can you not make him, like, can he not be the closer? Basically, can Tanner Houck be in a role this important to the baseball team if when they go to Canada or, God forbid, they play Toronto in a playoff series, it kind of messes up your bullpen? Can he stay on the team but just put him in a different role?
No, you can keep him on the team up until you have to make the decision. And this is the problem with the roster, as we found out last night, which is you're an arm short. And because this stuff happens, right? Okay. You know, we know this is an uncomfortable situation, and this is where Tanner Houck isn't available because of this reason. But you go back, and we mentioned this before, you go back to 2018, the playoffs. Like a couple hours before that first game against the Yankees, the guy who was supposed to be your number two reliever, your setup guy, Stephen Wright, is out of the equation. You have to fill in with Rick Porcello. So you do have to adjust, but you have to position yourself in best possible way that you can, and that's getting as many arms as you can. And what they're doing now is that they're not getting enough arms. That's what they have. This was the reminder that you have to get more known, proven, high-leverage, right-handed relievers out there. So you don't have to run out Tyler Danish for a second inning when something goes awry in plan A, which plan A being Tanner Houck. So to answer your question, no, you keep him in that role up until, you know, you get to that spot. And like I said, we'll see what happens then, if he's vaccinated, if everything has changed. But there's still a long way to go and a lot of games to be played where you're going to actually need Tanner Houck to perform in that role.
I think most fans are blaming Houck for the loss last night. What about the guys on the team? Are they looking at it this way, or are they like, you know what, it's his choice, he can do whatever he wants?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think the vibe after the game last night in the clubhouse was, we knew this was coming. You know, this is us. We expect our guys to step up and perform. And certainly, you know how the team dynamic is. I don't think they're going to jump to, like, throw one of their teammates under the bus, certainly publicly.
Right.
So I think that they don't – there was never going to be a sense of, like, how dare Tanner Houck isn't here. Like, we blame him. And no, I mean, they're like, oh, well, we lost. We didn't get the job done. We're moving on. Is there some underlying frustrations? Of course there is. Especially, I think that, you know, it's one thing to do it in June, but if this happens, to your guys' point, if this goes happen at the end of the year or even the playoffs, then, you know, that's where you have a bunch of guys who are fighting for 7 months to get to this point. And then to have the rug pull out from under them, that might be a different conversation. But last night, I really didn't get that vibe.
Rob Bradford at WEEI.com here with Gresh and Keefe. It is the Midweek Clubhouse Report. How important is tonight's start for Nick Pivetta, not only to avoid the sweep, but it's a real big boy spot here, right? We're going to avoid the sweep. This is what, if you're going to be considered a frontline starter, you kind of break the streak tonight, correct?
Yeah, it's a good point. I love that term. It is a big boy start. And, you know, we talk about what Nick Pivetta has become, and really he has in the last month and a half or so. He's become an ace. I mean, there's no way around it. An ace is the guy who protects the bullpen the day before, and then the day of, and the day after. And that's what he's done. He's gone, he's gone 6, 7, 8 innings. He's given up 2 or less runs almost every single time. If you want a guy to actually put out there and stop this last couple days of ugliness, then this is, on this team right now, this is absolutely the guy you want. Now, the problem is that he's going up against one of the elite pitchers in the American League tonight. I mean, this guy is really, really good. But this is why, you know, Pivetta last year, it's not apples to apples, but Pivetta went up against DeGrom last year in New York, in the Mets, and he actually beat him. And after the game, when he was asked about, he must be so satisfying going up against DeGrom, he's like, well, no, you know, I expect to win. And that's the mentality that you want. And that's why I think that, like, tonight will be a great, great game and a great test.
When you look at the Red Sox record in the division, and I know a lot of those games were early, Rob, but back-to-back losses now against the Blue Jays, they're 7-16, where teams like Tampa and Toronto, who have very similar records to the Red Sox, but they're 500 against the division. How concerning is it that these are the teams that they're going to be playing a ton down the stretch, and these are the teams that they're probably going to have to face in that wild card round? They can't seem to beat these guys.
Yeah, and you know, so I've had this battle with Mutt, right? I mean, we have, as everyone knows, I have a huge fried clam plate bet with Mutt that they're going to get to the first week of August. And I'm saying they're going to be firmly entrenched in the playoff standings.
Right.
But and he was like, oh, they haven't played anyone. That was before Cleveland. And so now I'm pounding my chest on Monday. Look, they just swept Cleveland. They're a playoff team. But really, like, I have to do a little bit of a mea culpa, because you can't really say that they're beating the good teams, because I don't put Cleveland in the same class as Toronto, Tampa, and the Yankees. They have to show that they can beat these teams, to your point. The record doesn't show that they can beat these teams. So it's a results business, So until they do it, like, we can't really classify them at that. I don't care what the standings are. You have to start beating this team. And I keep saying that Cora had the Yankee series circled on his calendar. Well, I'll tell you what, tonight and these games in Tampa and the Yankees, they all should be circled on the calendar because they have to start defining themselves one way or the other. I don't care if they have Whitlock. I don't care if they have Aldi, whatever. I mean, they have to figure this out, and they didn't figure it out last night.
Rob Bradford, WEEI.com, Aggression Keefe. So, Bradfo, Keefe and I yesterday looked at the latest round of All-Star voting and saw that other than Rafael Devers, all the Red Sox are kind of like, I don't know, upper middle of the pack maybe. And Rich and I broke down the, is there fan apathy? Are people sick of the All-Star game? Does it not matter as much anymore? What's your take on where some of the better performing Red Sox players are in these All-Star votings?
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, when Santiago Espinal is second in voting, you know that there's always one fan base, right? And this year it's Toronto.
Yeah.
It used to be Kansas City that is going to dominate. But when it comes to the Red Sox, you know, I do think that there is more apathy than there was, say, like 15 years ago or 10 years ago. There just is. Because, you know, you go back to the extra player vote, when the Red Sox were in this, there was just this huge surge from Red Sox fans. Hideki Okajima, yeah, you're going to get him in. And you don't get that vibe right now. I think it's still better than most, but, you know, like Xander Bogaerts should be in. I mean, there should be more. I mean, JD Martinez probably should be, even though performance-wise maybe isn't, but should be over Yordan Alvarez of Houston. You know, you should have this. But, it'd be interesting to see if they make a push here. By the way, some great All-Star game talk with Xander Bogaerts yesterday where I was reflecting on how fraudulent the All-Star game was when it counted for something. And we're talking about how players left in the fifth inning on their private jet. Oh, I love some good All-Star game talk. Thanks for bringing it up.
I like All-Star chatter. Nothing better than the All-Star game. And then, as Gresham and I pointed out, in the 90s, because the lineups were all Hall of Famers.
Oh, my God, Rob.
And we were coming up with some names from the last couple of years. You're like, the hell? Oh, this guy's started the All-Star game.
But, you know, to go on the rant, which they've taken away from me because it doesn't count for the same anymore.
Right.
But when they did the whole, like,
oh,
this count for home field advantage, and literally we would be standing outside the clubhouse in the sixth inning, and there goes half the team on the private jet. Like, what is going on? This is a spring training game. What is happening?
No, that was one of the many mistakes they made because, like, this time it counts. Like, well, the starter still went one inning, and you're playing every guy but Tim Wakefield. So, like, they didn't change the game at all.
God forbid Uncle Bud had to make a decision on it, too.
Like, well, there's no more ties. Like, who cares? Who cares if the game ends up?
Right, turn it into the exhibition that it is, and we don't have to worry about it.
I don't need Pete Rose out there injuring guys. Like, just a little showcase of the best players is fine.
You know what? You just stumbled on how to fix the All-Star game.
Pete Rose?
Give Pete Rose an at-bat. Right? Rob, bring him in eighth inning. Yeah. Well, bring Bill Lee out there to pitch to him.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's down there flinging it for the Savannah Bananas. What the hell?
Or let him stand there and have some run him over like he ran over Ray Fosse just as payback. I think that would make everyone feel good.
Celebrity boxing. Get those two guys in the ring. Settle an old beef.
Ooh. Pete would just want to bet on it. He bet on himself to lose and take a dive.
Well, Fosse probably still has a bump shoulder.
Well, there is that. Is Ray Fosse still with us, Rob?
Oh, boy.
No, he passed away, unfortunately. Oh. Yeah.
It would be a tough fight.
Two deads in a week for Keefe.
Yeah, well. What are you
sorry,
do?
I had to. Rob Bradford at WEEI.com. At Bradfo Show on Twitter, by the way. Of course, at Bradfo as well. And
always a delight.
Well, he's got the private jet as well on the Bradfo Show
goodness.
Twitter. Yeah, yeah.
Popping all around.
Listen, you're staying at the...
I think I was on a private jet with Keefe once, wasn't I?
Yeah, we were.
Super Bowl?
Yeah, Super Bowl. Yep.
Hey, Rob, quickly, are people still fornicating openly in those Sky Dome hotel rooms, or did they shut that thing down?
No, but I resist the temptation to go simulate what that would be like. So,
what does that mean?
Like, your wife there? Well, cover the baseball game, Rob. What are we doing here?
What are you gonna go hand Central Station?
I don't know if you understand. Like, baseball isn't boring. So when it is a little bit boring, you got to spice it up a little bit.
Have sex during the game.
Yeah,
fair enough.
All right. Bradfo, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it. Safe travels.
All right. See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.